John Paul's refusal to allow women to be ordained as priests coincided with a quarter century in the life of the United States when women made strides that took more and more of them into corporate boardrooms, to the highest levels of government and politics, and to head increasing numbers of prestigious academic institutions. Hillary Wickay reports on how American women have found their place in the church, despite limitations imposed from the Vatican, and some of the resentment that still limits their roles.
Holy, 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 holy. At Cedar Ridge Nursing Home in Lebanon, Illinois, about a dozen seniors gather for worship. The Catholic priest from the closest parish usually comes once a month to say Mass, but on this day, he's too busy. Like many U.S. dioceses, this one is short of priests. So Brenda Peel fills the gap and offers the seniors a communion service with host previously blessed by the priest.
Behold, this is Jesus, God's Lamb, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are we who are called to this supper.
Peel is a full-time parish life coordinator. At her nearby church, she does everything except administer the sacraments. She budgets, counsels soon-to-be married couples, and visits the sick.
I'm Brenda from St. Joseph Church. Do you remember me? We brought communion for you today.
Peel works at least 60 hours a week. Appointed 9 years ago, she was the first female parish life coordinator in the Belleville, Illinois diocese.
There are some who say, well, you're our pastor. 20 years ago, I would never have dreamed or imagined myself being in a parish leadership position. I grew up in a church where the traditional pastor figure was an ordained priest.
And many American women credit Pope John Paul II with providing women such opportunities. Catholic women now are chancellors, financial directors, and superintendents of diocesan school districts, all positions formerly only held by priests, that is, by men. Dolores Leckie is a fellow at Georgetown University's Woodstock Theological Center. She points out that the Pope often referred to himself as a feminist and says he gave women more decision-making power.
They have a lot of decision-making power if they're right there on the ground day in and day out, and particularly in the parishes where they are doing the day-to-day administration, where the priest maybe comes once a month for a Mass.
But other American women look at parish coordinators and wonder what kind of feminist the Pope really was. They note with frustration that women like Brenda Peel do much of the church's work, yet have little pull when it comes to church policy.
Pope John Paul II has done the world and women a great disservice.
Genevieve Chavez is executive director of the Women's Ordination Conference. The conference has been lobbying for women priests for nearly three decades. They believe it was hypocritical of the Pope to have called sexism a sin, yet denied women the priesthood. Chavez says the Pope's only legacy on this issue is that he closed it for discussion.
He was the one who came out with Ordinatio Sacerdotalis, saying that only men historically had been ordained, and therefore the church didn't have the power to ordain women.
She suggests that birth control, for example, is one issue that may have been dealt with differently if women shared in policy-making decisions. The Catholic Church continues to discourage artificial birth control. Chavez now attends church outside of the Catholic faith. Another group of Catholic women in St. Louis gathers to occasionally attend services at other denominations just to experience a female-led service. On a recent Sunday, they visited a United Church of Christ congregation to see the Reverend Katie Hawker lead the service.
Friends, we come to this table from many places.
Marie Andrews is visiting. She says listening to a woman lead the prayers adds a richness she doesn't always experience.
I think different women want different things, and I would say that as white, middle-class women, what we want is ordination. And of course, that's one need that the Pope hasn't met.
Back in Illinois, Brenda Peel admits she has no desire to be ordained. She says she's happy to serve as parish life coordinator and not as priest.
This is very new. This is very new, not only for the people in our particular parish and to me, but I think it's new for the whole church. It's a growing moment. It's a moment of further understanding and recognizing, affirming the gifts that individuals bring to the church.
And the Pope's legacy on recognizing those gifts? Peel believes he opened doors for women. Chavez believes he firmly slammed the church door in women's faces. For NPR News, I'm Hillary Wickay in St. Louis.